Well, happy month of September, my luscious ones. I'm glad to get this little bit of time in your ears. For those of you who are new here this month, I do these monthly updates just to give my subscribers a little bit extra, a little bit of insight into what I've been up to the last month, few weeks, what have you. Some also usually crazy antics that happen in my life. Just fun stuff. Nothing really sexy. And I say that out loud, but I am pretty positive that some of you right now already have your hands on your cocks. And that just blows my mind. And I'm not saying that in a conceited way at all. I have been told by, again, some of you, that even in my monthly updates, you stroke your cock and cum, which, well, I mean, hell, if you are stroking your cock right now, I am happy as fuck, and please don't stop. I mean, keep it up. If I can encourage that, you know, stroke it. You're going to, oh my God, this monthly update is going to go right off the rails if I start with that. But it was a very big surprise to hear that. It's always a surprise to hear that you stroked this insanity that I call my monthly updates. So let me get into September. It's been an interesting month. I expected just everything to kind of settle down a bit. And then at the beginning of the month, unexpectedly, I had someone staying with me to recuperate, which I did very much enjoy and all is well there, but kind of curbed my naughty room time, which I wasn't expecting. So when I did get down to the naughty room to have those little moments to try and record stuff for you, I just decided to go with whatever inspired me. And so those are some of the audios you've been hearing so far for September. They've been inspired ones. One in particular that I wanted to just mention kind of how it came about, because it was sort of interesting. I had come down, I looked at the wacky calendar that I'm following for weird theme days in September, and there was a theme day that was, I think it was like switch places with your boss day, and I thought that had a lot of potential for a sexy story, but I had limited time, and I didn't really have the full story all hashed out in my brain, so plus, you know, why not take the opportunity to look through some porn for some inspiration? So that's what I did. And I was trying to find like boss secretary porn, get something that sparked a sexy story. And it was just like one bad porn scene after another with bad acting. Don't get me wrong, I got turned on. Some of it was hot, but just so unbelievable and unrealistic. Yet it was so hot, and I wanted to find a way to do that in my audios, because most of the time I really do try to make my audios, no matter how crazy the gangbang scene or hot wife scene might be, I try to put it in a realistic kind of setting where, hey, this could potentially possibly happen for the listener, so that you could bring yourself into the story and feel like, yeah, this can happen for the most part. And that's kind of how I came up with the idea for my bad ideas audio that I put out, where the girl on the bus was just getting anally fucked over and over, and the other patrons of the bus didn't even realize what was going on. And I just had a lot of fun with that one. And it also had an anal theme, which you all know I enjoy as well. So that ended up kind of taking place of the original audio that I intended to do, which was switch places with your boss day, which I still think has a lot of potential for an audio. So theme day or not, it's been placed somewhere on my huge list of to-do audios as well. So don't think I forgot about that one either. What else this month? I did ask you in a poll about your horny days. I know that I have all kinds of answers there, and probably most days are horny days. For me, I don't necessarily like have a horny day of the week, more like a horny time of the month. I just think that's a female hormonal thing. I mean, I'm a horny lady to begin with, but it is definitely way more noticeable on those days. And then I guess the weekend too, because there's a much better percentage that I'm going to get to suck some cock or get fucked on the weekend, just the way life is. So those tend to be days I look forward to more as well. And maybe you're having a horny day listening to this again. Maybe you're actually stroking listening to this monthly update. We're going to veer away from the horny days talk for just a few minutes, because I did want to let you know of just two things. One is about my podcasts. I don't know how many of you listen to me on podcasts versus all the other places that you could be listening to my stories, but I had some vulnerability issues with my podcasts recently, and I basically took them down for a while. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with them yet, just for a lot of reasons. I'm all for getting as much of my naughty content out there for as many listeners as possible, but not all places are the right places for erotic audio sometimes. So I don't know what I'm doing with the Lush in Lace podcast right now. The Sex Tales podcast I actually did take down, and I'm not sure whether that'll come back or not. I really did enjoy reading other people's stories, but I didn't realize how many writers of these stories like make their accounts and then disappear so quickly and delete their accounts. So it ended up, by the time I recorded their stories and wanted to put them up, they'd already disappeared, and I can't really post a story when the user is deleted like that. So that just had me spinning my wheels, and I wasn't having as much enjoyment in that as I really intended to. Love the stories, love hearing other people's dirty tales, but I want to have fun. You know me, I like to have fun in everything I do. So if it's not fun, I don't know if I'm going to continue with that. Who knows? Maybe something different on the horizon. In addition, I wanted to share the details of the scavenger hunt that I have going on this month. There'll be another clue, hopefully today or tomorrow. There's already one clue out. Within the clue, there are little clues to help you find the answer. I don't know if you realize that, but keywords that you could search to help you easily find the answer. A little hint for you all of the answers will be name related. So names from some of my audios. What is the reason for the scavenger hunt and what is the prize? All you have to do is find all four answers, save them for now. At the end of the month, I'm going to put up a form where you can submit all four of your answers. The first two subscribers to get all four answers correctly will be the winners. And what is the prize? Well, next month in October, I'm planning on doing a Choose Your Own Adventure audio, and the winners of the scavenger hunt will get to add naughty bits for that Choose Your Own Adventure audio. So let's say in the Choose Your Own Adventure audio, the listener chooses to go into room B. The winner of the scavenger hunt gets to decide what I'm going to find in room B. What sexiness or naughtiness is going to be in there for me? Am I, you know, going to be submissive? Are there going to be 100 guys? Are there going to be one guy? Is it going to be girls? Whatever. So that's what the first two scavenger hunt winning entries will get the opportunity to do. And again, you don't have to do anything right now other than wait for the four clues, save your four answers, and on September 30th, I'll put out a form for you to submit the answers and hopefully win. I'm also very happy and excited for the fall. Fall is my favorite season of the year. I love everything about it. I love that it has Thanksgiving for me. It has Thanksgiving. It has Halloween. It has the beautiful leaves changing and falling, and the weather is the perfect temperature, not too hot, not too cold. I mean, beginning of fall, not end of fall officially, is kind of shitty, but most of the fall is amazing. I love the outfits in the fall, the sweaters, the boots, the heels, the jeans, the leather, for those of you that like leather. It's all good. I haven't shopped too much for the fall. I don't even know if I should tell this story because it's another crazy lacy story. Okay, I'll try and give you a really quick short version. I bought some panties, just everyday panties. I know it seems like all I do is buy panties, but I don't know. I always like to... Well, probably one of the reasons is I hate doing laundry, so I like to have as many panties and variety as I can, and I have my emergency naughty room panties down here that I have to keep extra for, because sometimes my panties down here get too wet to wear. Okay, now I'm kind of seeing why maybe some of you are stroking through this. okay, anyway, so I bought, like, regular everyday panties, not the super $100 sexy panties. I'm exaggerating, but fuck, women's panties, sexy lingerie is damn expensive compared to men's. So I bought, like, a few different styles and a few different sets, and I bought them online, and they didn't have, like, a model modeling the panties, they just had a picture of them, but... Again, they're everyday panties. They looked cute. They looked high cut and comfortable. They weren't supposed to be thongs. But when I got this one particular set, it was just so high cut, front and back. I couldn't really tell. Like, usually when you get panties, like, I don't know, you don't put on panties. But when you put them on, you can tell which is the back and the front, even without the tag, because these didn't have any tags. You could tell because the back usually has a little more, unless it is a true thong, of course, has a little more material available to cover your ass than the front would be. But I couldn't tell with this pair. Like, I kept going. It also had this, like, scallopy lace. It wasn't exactly a trim because it wasn't right along the... like the top of the panty was just a little bit below some sort of decorative, like, scalloped trim only on one side of this pair of panties. So then I started thinking, okay, is this trim supposed to be at the back, like a decoration on your ass, or is it supposed to be at the front? Anyways, I decided it must go at the back, and I put them on that way. And I was in a rush that day. I was kind of just whipping these new panties on, whipping my jean shorts on, and leaving the house. And as I went about my day, I realized I must have these panties on backwards because they were, like, so low on my ass. It just kept feeling the whole day like my panties were falling down. Like, I had to pull them up, but there wasn't any more. Granted, I have more than my fair share of ass, but still, there wasn't any extra material to pull them up. So I made myself a mental note to say, okay, next time I wear another pair of this type of panties that I bought in the set, I have to remember that the lacy part has to go at the front, not at the back. Well, needless to say, no. Hell no. I don't even know. I don't know what's wrong with this set of panties, but the next time I went to put on another pair, I flipped them around and it's just like 100 times worse. I don't even know how that's possible, but I cannot wear them that way. So I just had to flip them around and again wear them like they were falling off my ass. And I haven't worn any of them since. I don't know if they'll end up being in the rotation or not. Sometimes as a woman, you just kind of have to get used to wearing uncomfortable things, panties, bras, shoes, what have you. So it's not like I'm not used to, you just put it out of your mind. You realize it's uncomfortable for a while, and then you're like, as long as it's not physically hurting you, you just ignore it. Yeah, the things that we ladies go through. Not like it's any big hardship. They weren't super duper expensive panties, so if I never wear them again, I never wear them again, but I was just standing there shaking my head and laughing, thinking I had it down, just switching the panties to the other side and not even imagining it could be worse than the other way they were. just another wacky tidbit of the Lacey life. I do also need to purchase some new toys. Forget the panties. I gotta go to the toys. I did go on one of the sites and put a whole bunch of stuff in my cart, and then I had logged in and everything, but I can't remember if I wanted to look for a few more things or what have you, so I left it and I was gonna get back to it. And when I went back and re-logged into my account, everything that I had put in my cart was gone. It just disappeared. And I was so frustrated. Like, I have a lot of toys. So when I'm looking for another toy or a new toy, it's hard because I want to find something that's good enough quality that it'll make it worth my while, but also interesting and something that I think is going to make me come. So I was pissed off about that and I haven't gotten back to it. And I know I keep saying this on every update, but I swear I will bring down that other little mock toy that I bought. I'm getting more nervous about it because now I think it's going to be way too much pressure, but it's kind of buried upstairs somewhere and I keep forgetting to bring it down to my naughty room to test out. I will promise that I'll at least bring it down and, you know, unbox it with you guys. I'm not promising that I'm going to put it on my clit. Just depends on how wild the suction is when I actually put batteries in the thing and take it out of the package and everything. So no, I haven't forgotten about that. I know. As for all the audios that I said were coming up this month in my coming up audio, those are mostly all still on track. The only one that I won't be doing is the Bimbo Therapist one. So I'll find another script, maybe, or just make up some other fun naughtiness to add to your ears this month. And for those of you that may still be stroking, well, just so you know, I really like that idea. And you could just give your cock a nice squeeze and a couple fast strokes and think of me there and those high-cut crazy panties that I have, bending over, showing off that scalloped trim way up my ass, and practically falling down my ass from the top and high-cut up my ass. And maybe you'd be jerking right over that, and I'd be looking back at you and just begging you to coat my ass and coat those new panties with your cum. Oh, see, that could help a lot for those of you stroking to this audio. Half monthly update, half JOI, just disperse little bits into these audios. That holds a lot of promise. Sounds much more entertaining, probably, than me just babbling as I normally do. Thank you so much for listening, playing along. Maybe playing along right now. Always playing along with my dirty audios. You know already. I just adore you. And I'm so appreciative and so lucky to have you all here with me. I hope you have a sexy as hell September. Enjoy the fall weather. And enjoy me whispering dirty things in your ears this month. Bye for now, my luscious ones, Lacey.